So the Takeaway is in town. It'll be broadcast live from our WFAE studios this morning at 9 a.m. Joining me now in the studio is the host of the Takeaway, John Hockenberry. Mr. Hockenberry, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Call me John.
All right, John. Well, what brings the show to Charlotte?
Well, I was down here actually giving a speech yesterday, a very important convention in town, the American Association of Rehabilitation Nurses. And because of the Affordable Care Act this week, their convention is all about implementation and the question of chronic care models of care versus acute care models of care. And that's really a transformation that's going on in the U.S. healthcare economy as the Affordable Care Act takes effect. I was over there with those folks. The fact that we're on the air down here made this sort of a natural, so we wanted to do two things at once. And they're all big Takeaway fans over there, so it was, and the WFAE fans.
Well, we are
as well.
Too, yes. Indeed. We're glad to have you. Can you describe for us what makes the Takeaway different from other radio shows and kind of how you see its role in public radio?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is to create a conversational, thoughtful model for looking at the news and figuring out what is it you want to extract from news events and move into your day when you, you know, discuss what's going on with people. I mean, we get news from so many different sources. It's so easy to keep ourselves updated using smartphones and digital platforms of one kind or another. It's really that next step in the process in the news cycle where you take that information and go, wow, what does this mean? And we want to basically be the place that has the most interesting conversations about the news. And then those conversations have a way of generating more interest and conversations on our website, thetakeaway.org. And since we basically cover the entire day, we're dealing with a news cycle that begins at 9 a.m. And we're following that all the way through till 4 p.m. Eastern time and servicing the West Coast, as well as the stations here in the East.
Well, I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit. You know, the Takeaway promotes itself as a show that invites listeners to be part of the conversation. And you've done radio a long time. What the listener involvement now versus what it was before, how is it different receiving information and comments from listeners via Twitter or Facebook or on your website versus over the phone?
A couple of things. Call-in radio, there's no editor, okay? Mm-hmm. So the people who call in to call-in radio basically want to, you know, give speeches and talk about their opinions. And that's been going on, you know, since there were phones and radios. That's an old model. Mm-hmm. What you found with email comments and Twitter particularly is that there's also a self-edited constituency out there in the world who are media consumers who have very pithy, specific things to say to add to a conversation. And our invitation is this. Tell us a story. Tell us what you know. How is your expertise related to what it is that we're talking about? People get that invitation. And what we get from people are very specific, coherent stories of here's why I relate to what you just said. Here's why I don't. That sort of thing. We're not interested in opinions. And we don't get many, quite
really?
Frankly. We mostly get people who have great, amazing stories. You're going to hear one this morning of a woman who just said, I heard what you're talking about the Affordable Care Act. Here's my predicament in the state of Ohio. You're not going to believe it. It's amazing. And she told that to us in a terse little statement, and we invited her on the air to expand on it.
Well, my assumption always would be that it's easier to hide behind a keyboard and easier to offer up more opinions than it is to call and get put on the air. So I figured that you would get more of those opinions.
Well, there's a mix of the anonymous versus the people who give their name. And, you know, we work through that. And you know, there's a certain number of people who, you know, want to do some sort of hoax and joke around. Mm-hmm. But we're able to weed that sort of thing out. No, what we find is that people have a sense of, oh, here's where I fit into that conversation. It's really just like you're walking by some people who are talking and you hear something suddenly that's relevant to you and you turn to them and say, hey, you know, I experienced something like that just last week. It's the same impulse, but translated over many digital platforms.
Well, you've worked in just about every media type there is. You started out in public radio. You
circus.
Did,
I haven't done circus.
National television, newspaper, the whole nine yards. And then, you know, several years ago, you came back to public radio. What was it about radio that you wanted to come back to?
They made me an offer I couldn't refuse, you know, kind of thing. I think the Takeaway was a real opportunity. I mean, originally, the Takeaway was designed as a show that would provide an alternative in morning drive. That seemed like a huge challenge, and I love a huge challenge. It turned out that you know, the best place for us is midday. And we've so honed our skills going up against Morning Edition. And I think it's interesting, the kind of on-air collaboration between Morning Edition and us has improved the sense of discourse in public radio. It's relaxed a little bit, I think. And I think that's a good thing. And, you know, now that we're in midday, we have many, many more stations and a different kind of opportunity, and it's really exciting.
Well, John Hockenberry, the host of The Takeaway, broadcasting live this morning from our WFA studios at 9 a.m. You can normally hear it here at 2 p.m. Mr. Hockenberry, John, thank you again.
Thank you, Kevin.